My guest tonight, actress Lexi Kolker, may be small, but she's making a big name for herself in Hollywood, in TV, and on the big screen. She's worked with Ryan Phillippe, Shirley MacLaine, and recently Emile Hirsch, and she's here to talk about her latest role in the upcoming sci-fi thriller, Freaks. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzz fans? How is everybody tonight? If you haven't noticed, I am here with the adorable Lexi Kolker. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, our wonderful engineer is going to give you a round of applause for being here. Thank you guys so much for braving LA traffic to be here.
Of course.
I hear you were swimming earlier today.
I was.
I'm so sorry that you had to interrupt that to come and talk to me.
No
boring.
Worries. No, I love interviews.
Oh, good. Me too. And I'm very excited to interview you, ma'am. So, sci-fi thriller Freaks is coming out.
Yes.
Before we get into all of that, I want you to tell me and the viewers a little bit about yourself, where you're from, why you decided to act.
Well, I am from just LA, down in the valley, and my inspiration to act was actually my sister. Mm. She started acting when she was 4, and then when I was like 5 or something, I was like, Mom, I want to act. It took a while because first I was like, I want to act, but only on Sundays.
Oh, and then a picky actress.
Yeah, exactly. So I waited a little bit, and then I started acting, and I really liked it. So my sister and my whole family was supporting me and gave me great advice, so, and now I'm here.
Does anybody else in your family besides your sister act?
No.
Oh, so it's two of you.
Yes.
Look at you, a little bit of a competition, is there?
Yes. Not, she's a little bit older than me, so okay. we're in kind of different age ranges.
Of course.
But she's actually on a show right now.
Oh, wow.
So she's not getting too many auditions, so we're not against a lot.
Oh, well.
Which I love. So.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
I want you to tell me a little bit about your role models growing up. I know you're very young, but I'm sure you have a lot of people that you look up to in this industry.
Definitely.
Name a few.
Well, I love Lady Gaga. She is such a role model. Mm-hmm. She's like a triple threat. She does everything. And I also love Rami Malek. Mm. He was incredible in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
And I also, my sister, she's probably my biggest role model because she's always right there and she's always going to give me advice and I know that she's always going to be there for me. And I just love her so much and she's the one who really gave me this gift to be here today.
Oh my gosh, what's your sister's name?
Her name is Ava Kolker.
Ava Kolker. Ava, we're giving you a shout out because that was the best answer ever. So let's get into the film really quickly.
Right.
So it's called Freaks. It's a sci-fi thriller starring you, of course, and Emile Hirsch. Now tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about what goes on. Tell me about your role.
My role is Chloe. She's a very tough, rebellious person, but she's also scared inside, but she's very brave, mm-hmm. and she's very curious because she wants to go outside because the movie is about a 7-year-old girl that's never been outside before because her dad tells her that there are bad guys that'll kill her. So she's always scared, and then she finally gets the courage to go outside, and then a man in an ice cream truck starts taking her on an adventure, mm-hmm. but she's always wants to know what's next,
mm-hmm.
but she has something in her gut that tells her where she's going next, and she's always nervous, but she has the braveness to go where she goes.
Now, you've done a lot. Was this a dream role for you?
Yes. I've always wanted a role like Chloe because I can relate to her in a lot of ways, but I don't relate to her in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
but she's... it was an honor to play a role like her.
We'll go into that a little bit more for me. How do you relate to Chloe without giving too much away?
Okay.
And then how were you different? What was the hardest part in tapping into that character for you?
Probably the fact that she's never gone outside because my favorite part of life is going outside.
I mean, you were just at Malibu Beach.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that was probably the hardest part. And the easiest part was it was easy for me to relate that she needs to get the courage because it would be hard for me also if I've never done something and I just need to do it, like, in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I really relate to her in that way. And she's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean...
I can tell. You can say it.
I'm tough, I guess. And brave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brave. And those are the most things I can relate to her.
Nice. So Emile Hirsch...
Yes.
Major celebrity.
Yes.
He plays your dad in the film.
Yes.
What was it like working with Emile Hirsch and Bruce Dern as well?
Oh, yes. They were both an honor to work with. Emile, he was so amazing and helpful, because there was this one scene in Freaks where I had to like scream and do this, and it got so real for me that I had to take a break. So I was downstairs and Emil came and he gave me this amazing talk, and he said it's really good to be in the moment and feel it, because that means that you're really, really feeling it and you're really like relating to Chloe. So he gave me this long like 10-minute talk, but it was so great. Like, it helped me so much. And then I realized that it's okay to feel that way. Just let it out in the scene. It'll make it a lot more real. So Bruce, he was so amazing. A lot of times in the scenes he would just go off script, and the first few times he did it I was so confused. I was like, am I supposed to say my line? Because it wouldn't make sense, because now he said something different. But then it clicked in my head that I should just go with it. Because then I'm not like, oh, what's my line? I'm just like having fun in the scene, but like still doing it and what's on the script. So he taught me a lot about improv, and he was such a legend. It was amazing to work with him.
Well, we're having an acting masterclass right now with you, Miss Lexi Colker.
Thank you.
Those are great points of advice. I love that. I hope I get to work with them one day, because those are great. They seem like really great people.
They are amazing people, yes.
So you also got to work with the people who wrote and directed it. Zach, yes. I'm going to butcher this last name, Lepofsky and Adam Stein. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Great. How was it working with those guys?
Oh, they were the best directors. They didn't even act like directors. And it was great, because there was always one right there on set and one at the monitor. So you'd be getting double the direction, double everything. And they were just so amazing to be around offset. And they were both kind and amazing directors. Like, I couldn't have done that film without them. And they were always there supporting me.
Now, with Emil and Bruce, and obviously the director and writer of this film, you've worked with some pretty big names. Who's been your favorite person to work with so far?
Ooh, that's really hard.
I know. That's why I ask these questions.
Who's my favorite person? I think it's Adam and Zach.
Okay.
They've just been so amazing to me. And it was amazing to work with them.
Yeah. What was it like on set when you had to do like the screaming scene? Do you do anything to prepare for those scenes, or do you just kind of go into it and let it flow naturally?
So when I practice, I don't do it like that intense as I would do it on set, but I would kind of do it in a less intense way so I know what I'm gonna do on set.
Okay. Take me back to the audition really quickly.
Okay.
What was the audition like?
Oh, the audition. Oh, it was kind of weird, but it was a really cool experience. So I went in, and they said, Lexi, take off your shoes and sit down crisscross applesauce.
So, sorry, was Adam and Zach in the room?
Yes, okay. Yes, they were. And they had an actor in the room. And they were like, forget about the script for a minute. And just, have you ever fought with your parents about something? I was like, yes. And they were like, what? And I was like, well, maybe they didn't let me go to a sleepover. So they're like, okay, so fight with our actor about that. So we were just arguing and screaming at each other, and then we went back to the script. But more than half the audition was us screaming at each other. And I kind of got tears in my eyes. And then after, I was just like, okay. It was a really interesting audition experience.
Do you see how the audition process related to what you had to do in the film?
Yes, definitely. But I can't say why.
No, of course not. No, because we don't want to give anything away.
No, of course.
When you got the part, when you got that phone call, what was it like? Take me back to that moment.
Okay, so I was on the couch in my living room. And first, my mom was looking, like, she was like, how cool would it be if you got the part? And she was showing me the lookbook, and I was like, wow, it would be really cool. And then she says, guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, you got the part. I'm like, what? And my sister was there, and I was so excited. I was like screaming. And then before I knew it, I was in Vancouver shooting, and it was the best film to film like ever.
So you guys shot in Vancouver?
Yes, we did.
How long was the shoot date? How long was the shoot in general?
I think it was a month.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you stayed in Vancouver?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been before?
Yes. I went one time before, and I filmed the pilot of Shooter.
Nice. Oh, that's right. Because you were in Shooter with Ryan Phillippe.
Yes.
That's right. How was that? How was working with Ryan Phillippe?
Oh, it was a long time ago, but he was also it was an amazing actor. He was always in the scene with me, and he always was acting like a real dad. Like, he would kiss me on the forehead, and I would never feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Never. And he was just a super, he was a really kind guy with a big heart, and I loved working with Ryan.
Now, working with Ryan was a little while ago, but you did recently, in 2018, work with Shirley MacLaine.
I did.
Because the Little Mermaid show came out on Netflix.
Yes.
How was it working with a legend like her?
Oh my gosh, she was, she was a phenomenal actress to work with, because my parents were like, oh my gosh, you don't even know. And I was like, I don't know. But she, when I met her, she was so kind. She was just like, hi, nice to meet you. And I was like, hi. I wasn't in a lot with her, mm-hmm. but in the moment that I was with her, I was just having fun, laughing with her, smiling with her. It was just so fun and phenomenal working with Shirley MacLaine.
So, let's get back to Freaks very quickly.
Yes.
Comes out August 23rd?
August 23rd in August theaters. 23rd. Go check it out.
Go check it out.
And the new trailer is in my bio at Lexi Kolker.
Thank you so much. Instagram. Speaking of, we do have to wrap up, but let our net fans know where they can find you if they want to follow up with you and check with your work.
On Instagram, you can find me at Lexi Kolker, and that's actually where the Freaks trailer is now in my bio. And again, the movie is coming out August 23rd in theaters.
And you also have a birthday coming up next month, so happy early birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Guys, it was a pleasure talking to you, Lexi.
You too.
You guys, go check out Freaks. It is coming out, like Lexi said, August 23rd. I am Timothy Michael. We will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.